When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
This is a golden moment from Finian's Rainbow. Bye. Burton Lane and E.Y. Yip Harburg. And this, I believe, tells the story of what has happened to the Jewish folks in the last generation or so. How are things with Uncle Morris? Does he still work in the candy store? Does he still run like he always did to get some kid for nickel halava? Is Aunt B with Uncle Morris? Do they still live on the second floor? Do they still live in the same old flat? Is he still fat? And does he walk around in his gotkies there, eating latkes there? Since I moved away to Scarsdale and I joined a country club, I lost touch with them and they lost touch with me. How are things with Uncle Morris and Aunt B?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only Alan Sherman. My son the nut, my son the folk singer. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm so enchanted with that whole concept that he was so great at, which is parody, and P-A-R-O-D-Y. And he obviously took this great classic from Finian's Rainbow about Glockamora and turned it into this story about his Uncle Morris, a whole kind of story on its own that sort of mocks the original and yet has its own integrity, its own kind of Jewish integrity. So today's show is called Don't Rain on My Parody. And we're going to hear lots of different songs thrown up against each other through the magic of our engineer here at WPPB 88.3 FM, Kyle Lynch, emanating out of the slightly gray Hamlet today of Southampton, New York. Well, parody and satire and comedy have always been a part of the musical theater, and certainly as way back as Ziegfeld Follies, people were making fun of songs that were in the popular idiom. And we all know that Fanny Bryce started her career burlesquing, parodying songs in her own inimitable Jewish fashion. Well, here is a song that Fanny Bryce made famous in the teens and 20s called Secondhand Rose, performed by Barbara Streisand, who, of course, performed it in Funny Girl. And then we'll hear a parody of that song by the ever jolly, much beloved by me, Alan Sherman. So here is Secondhand Rose, sung by Barbara Streisand.
Father has a business, strictly secondhand, everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even clothes I'm wearing, someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. I never get a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats. and clothes. That's why they call me Secondhand Rose. Even our piano in the parlor, Daddy bought for 10 cents on the a single thing that's new. Even Jake the plumber, he's the man I adore. He had the nerve to tell me he's been married before. Everyone knows that I'm just Secondhand Rose from Second Avenue.
Mother Nature made me strictly second rate. Smart but not good looking. What an awful fate. Girls don't go for IQ. Eggheads ain't their style. They don't say I like you. They don't even smile. Well, Mother Nature, I'll get back at you. Tomorrow morning, here's what I will do. I'm calling Dr. Max Rose. That's who I chose. He's gonna make me a secondhand nose. I went to his office once or twice, and all his patients look like Barbara Streisand. Then I'll get secondhand hair, secondhand teeth, and contact lenses in a baby blue, and elevator shoes, and then I'll melt the girls' hearts. They can't resist a man with interchangeable parts. Girls will go nuts, parked in my secondhand studs. We'll sit there, sniffing glue on Second Avenue.
Again, thank you, Alan Sherman, one of our great American parodists. That's what we're doing today. We're doing parodies. Well, the innocent songs of the 30s are ripe for parody. They're so on the nose and so open and optimistic. We absolutely have to make fun of those, don't we? Here is a song, I think it's from Dames. Well, it's certainly one of the Busby Berkeley movies of the early 30s, one of those great Warren Dubin songs sung by B.B. Daniels, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And then we'll see how the affectionate satire Dames at Sea, which ran off-Broadway in the late 60s, manages to treat that whole Busby Berkeley milieu, and we'll hear the great Bernadette Peters. So first, let us go back to the real thing, as it were, from the 1930s, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
To be gay with, just to play with someone. But now I realize that I could never let him go, and I'm going to tell him so. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supplies.
isn't Jean Harlow, it isn't Greta Garbo, it's you, it's you, it's you.
It's not Leslie Howard or even Noel Coward, it's you, it's you, it's you. It isn't Bert Wheeler,
it isn't Ruby Keeler,
no one of them, no none of them will do.
Not Claudette
or Carrie, Jack Benny
or Mary, it's you.
It's you, it's you. It isn't Richard Arlen or Spanky McFarlane, it's you, it's you, it's you.
It isn't Amy Semple or even Shirley Temple, it's you, it's you, it's you.
Not Amos or Andy
or Orphan Annie or Sandy,
no, no one of them, no none of them will do. Not the Barrymore Trio
or Dolores Del Rio, it's you,
it's you, it's you. He's talking, tumbling from the blue. It's not Rudy Valley
or Marion Talley.
Not one of them will do.
It's you.
Bernadette Peters is giving an affectionate tribute to the songs of the Busby Berkeley movies. And of course, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me was from 42nd Street. Should have known that. Bad Larry. Well, one of the great identifying pieces for me of a great parody piece is that it exists on its own. It is equally memorable and fun, even if you don't know all the nuances and, laying out of the original. One of my favorite shows, a show that made it to one performance in New York, is the Mooney Shapiro Songbook, better known in London as Songbook, I think 77, 78. And it was a review of a composer named Mooney Shapiro, except he never existed. So all the songs in the show are parodies of that great American songbook world from 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Onwards, and it spoofed a great British music hall comedian and much-loved personality named Cicely Courtnage. It's practically unknown in America, but the spoof of her on Songbook is so great and original on its own terms, I think it's worth hearing. Here's the original Cicely Courtnage singing There's Something About a Soldier from the West End, I think probably in the late 30s, early 40s, and then we'll hear, probably during the war, Second World War, and then we'll hear Diane Langdon serving her to a fine Fare Thee Well.
By the right, creep, march!
There's something about a soldier, something about a soldier, something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. He may be a great big general, he may be a sergeant major, or he may be a little private of the line, line, line. But there's something about his bearing, something in what he's wearing, something about his buttons, all the shine, shine, shine. Oh, a military chest seems to suit the ladies best. There's something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. When they march down the street, people stand on your feet. Though they jump on your chest, you fall in with the rest. Then you run half a mile, but it's well worth your while. For in the palace yard, you'll see the changing of the guard. Oh, there's something about a soldier, something about a soldier, something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. Halt! Form, pause! Squad number!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now then, what do you think you are, a knight in armor? I said fall out, not fall down. All right, fall back. By the left, quick!
With a bumpity bump in the black eye. bump in the blowout. I put out my left hand, I put out my right. I felt how bumpy bump the blacked out night. I turned in a circle, I stuck out my face. I kissed her bumpy bump in a blacked out place. I met her with a bumpy bump, with a bumpy bumpy bump in the blackout. Surely you can bumpity-bump better than that. What? Right, my darlings, out there in the stalls, and you up there in the ashtrays, I have a lovely treat for you tonight, because you are going to sing for me bumpity-bump. What are you going to sing? Bumpity-bump. Now, every time my friend the Colonel here flashes his torch, you will sing bumpity-bump. Have you all got that? Come along, Colonel, and give us a flash. A 1, 2, 3, 4, I met her. I went a bumpity bump. I went a bumpity bump in the blowout. My heart went. I went a
bumpity bump.
I went a
bumpity bump
in the blowout. I put out my left hand, I put out my right. I felt her bumpity bump in a black.
Now, isn't that fun, even if you don't know who Cicely Courtnage is? A great parody from the score to Songbook. Well, foreign peoples and their funny foreign songs are always ripe for parody. God knows there are many of them. Here is a song that was a world classic by Charles Trenet, who wrote La Mer, which became By the Sea. His song is called Boum, B-O-U-M, and it's about a frappe le coeur, a sort of heartbeat. And it is taken on in 1962 by the one and only Sid Caesar from the score to Little Me. But first, let's hear the original by Charles Trenet.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-don. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille. Boum, il chante Loving Bloom, au rythme de ce boum qui redit boum à l'oreille.
Poor Pierrot, I hear him yet, in pursuit of his pirate, with the same old urgent message to impart. What it was, she never found out. For the point was always drowned out by the violent cannonading of his heart. Boom, boom, he'd say, Pirette, and clear his throat, lest we forget. And here I quote, if the girl, boom, boom, and the boy, boom, boom, and they get together and they both, boom, boom, c'est la grande, boom, boom, et la grande, boom, boom, that's the one, boom, boom, for me. Oh, astray, boom, boom, occasionally may prove a gay, boom, boom, and carry you away, but the prime, boom, boom, that's sublime, boom, boom, won't be true, not if you, all the time, boom, boom, what I mean is ma chérie. Save la grande, boom, boom, for me. Oh, astray, boom, boom, occasionally may. Game, boom, boom, and carry you away. What a dream, boom, boom, That's supreme. Boom, boom. It's for two people who like a team. Boom, boom. What I mean is my chérie. Say my love.
Sid Caesar as Val Duval, a great spoof parody of a French singer. That is what we're doing today. We are looking at the great inventive writers and performers who train their sights on parody. Today is called Don't Rain on My Parody. That's our show today on Broadway to Main Street. And I would be extraordinarily remiss if I did not at least single out one show which has been knocking them dead for over three decades, called Forbidden Broadway, written, produced, you name it, by Gerald Alessandrini. And they have come up with some of the best parodies of Broadway stuff ever. So do check them out. They still have a current edition happening now off-Broadway. I could play a whole hour of their stuff. But let's tune to one of my favorite people, Christine Petty, taking on Elaine Stritch. I almost played this during the Stritch tribute show after she passed away this summer. I thought it was a little on the nose for that. But now, while we're looking at parodies, we can enjoy Christine Petty taking on Stritch.
Hello! Does anyone still wear the hat? I thought that I had hit the low note when I took a smaller bit in Showboat. I normally avoid a loser, but when casting time is near, this is what I hear when they're looking for a boozer. Stritch, nothing riles you up or makes you turn red. Stritch, you're so deadpan, people think that you're dead. Stritch, would you like to work at Rainbow and Stars? Stritch, they need someone downstairs parking the cars. Once my Broadway credits towered, I did shows for Noel Coward. Stritch, I was venerated. I was classy as D.O.D. Now I always play a throaty bitch. I've degenerated. Stritch, all my co-stars cry out, put on your shoes. Stritch, who the hell drank all the booze? And when I get drunk, the audience applauds.
Christine Petty parodying Elaine Stritch. They did another one a few years later with Stritch and B. Arthur called Boozin' Buddies, which was pretty hilarious. I don't think that was ever recorded. I enjoyed that. Well, there's something about Broadway musicals, or some of this we call the tropes or the ideas about Broadway musicals, that are in and of themselves worth parodying. There's, you know, an orchestra strikes up and people start singing and scenery moves and people are cheery and optimistic, and probably no more so than when you have a musical centered around kids. And this is a spoof of all, not so much the Broadway West End shows with kids in them, but all the movies based on them, things like Oliver and Scrooge and whatnot, served up brilliantly by the Monty Python gang. So we're going to hear Consider Yourself from the original Broadway cast of Oliver and segue into an incredible set piece from the Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself a one of the family. We've taken a you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares what else? whatever we got we share. If it's a chance to be, we should see some harder days, empty lot of days. Why grouse? Oh, there's a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill, then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss, for after some consideration we can state, consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken a you.
So strong.
It's clear we are going to get along.
There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's book. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great.
But those great 20th century parodists of the Monty Python gang. I guess they sort of took over in a way from people like Tom Lehrer and Alan Sherman and Mad Magazine, which, of course, was my Bible growing up. I showed my six-year-old son Miles Oliver the other night. He made it about three-quarters of the way through, but I couldn't watch Consider Yourself without thinking about that song from Monty Python. That's what good parody does. It sort of undermines the original in a great anarchic way. Well, the musicals of the 1980s, those West End pop opera juggernauts of the 80s and early 90s, were also ripe for parody, and Monty Python came back to spoof them one more time, this in the guise of Spamalot, the musical on Broadway written by Eric Idle and John DePrez. So here is one of them big, whopping, big, belty ballad shows, maybe the biggest one of them all, Miss Saigon. Here's the original London cast doing one of those power ballad duets, and then you'll see what the cast of Spamalot, Christopher Sieber, and the great Sara Ramirez managed to do with that one.
In a place that won't let us feel, in a life where nothing seems real, I have found you, I have found you.
In a world that's moving too fast, in a world where nothing can last, I will hold you, I will hold you.
Our lives will change when tomorrow comes.
Tonight our hearts drown the distant drums.
And we have music all right, tearing the night.
A song played on a solo saxophone.
A crazy sound.
A lonely sound, a cry that tells us love goes on and on. Played on a solo saxophone, it's telling me to hold you tight and dance like it's the last night.
Side of the earth, there's a place where life still has worth. I will take you,
I'll go with you.
You won't believe all the things you'll see. I know, 'cause you'll see them all with me.
If we're together, that's when we'll hear it.
Played on a solo saxophone, a crazy sound, a lonely sound, a cry that tells us love goes on and
in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I
change the key.
Am I to wait?
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this. I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is to Lord. Jesus Christ, God!
Can we sing it this tomorrow?
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
Again, very difficult to sit through one of those Andrew Lloyd Webber, Boo Beal Schoenberg extravaganzas after you've heard that song from Spamalot. Well, pop songs have always been ripe for ribbing from the Broadway stage. Nobody did that better, in print anyway, than Mad Magazine. And in the mid-60s, they had their very own off-Broadway show called The Mad Show. And it had a lot of different contributors, but one of them was the young Stephen Sondheim. And here he wrote the lyrics with music by Mary Rogers to a spoof of the big bossa nova hit at the time. We'll hear Astro Gilberto and Stan Getz, and then we'll segue into the one and only Linda Lavin, two different women who have a problem with love on the beach, as it were.
And thin and young and lovely, the gal from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, watch her so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at him.
Walking by, and I have to follow him. The boy from Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta de Soli Cruz. When we meet, I feel I'm on fire and I'm breathless. Every time I inquire, how are things in Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta de Soli Cruz. When I speak, does he vanish? Ah, why is he acting so clannish? Ah, I wish I understood Spanish. When I tell him I think he's the end, he giggles a lot with his friend. Tall and slender, moves like a dancer, but I never seem to get any answer from the boy from Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Soli Cruz. I got the blues. Why are his trousers vermilion, his sizes of a million. Why does he claim he's Castilian? He says he's Castilian. Why do his friends call him Lillian? And I hear at the end of the week he's leaving to start a boutique. I smile, I'm only pretending, cause I know today's the last I'll be spending with the boy from Tacarembo, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Soli Cruz. Tomorrow he sails, he's moving to Wales to live in Clan Vaya Bloch, Gwyn Gear, Gorgerich, Gwyn Drew, Clan Tarsilio, Gorgogor. Och.
Och, indeed. What can you do but say och in the face of such a brilliant parody? Words by Stephen Sondheim, music by Mary Rogers. Well, you would think that Sondheim shows those great Pulitzer Prize-winning epics of existentialism that did so much to reformat the history of the Broadway musical would be beyond parody and satire, wouldn't you? Well, you would be wrong. One of his great protégés, Jonathan Larson, took on the granddaddy of them all, Sunday in the Park with George, and the song that he wrote early in his Jonathan Larson's career that got eventually recorded as Tick, Tick, Boom in a sort of posthumous review, sung by Raul Esparza. Anyway, here is Sunday from Sunday in the Park with George, and then we'll hear Jonathan Larson, who used to be a much harried waiter at the Moondance Diner, had to do with that particular number.
Tension. Balance.
I need table 3 for 2 yesterday.
Is there a list?
Harrington, Harrington.
Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N 4-7.
Order.
No, I'm sorry. Those people were here first. We don't have tables for 7.
Are we in smoking?
Tension.
I'll have the salad, nicoes, and some holly bread.
Balance.
I said I wanted an omelet with no yolks. That's why you're just a waiter.
Brunch.
Sunday in the blue silver chromium diner on the green purple, yellow, red stools sit the fools who should eat at home. juice or a bagel. On the soft green cylindrical stools sit the fools, drinking cinnamon coffee or decaffeinated tea. Drips the green, orange, violet drool from the fools who'd pay less at home, drinking coffee light and dark and cholesterol. Bums, 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 bums,
bums, for their toast in a small Soho cafe on an island in two rivers on an ordinary Sunday.
Esparza and Co. taking the piss out of Stephen Sondheim, courtesy of Jonathan Larson. Well, we've had a great day. At least I thought it was a lot of fun listening to great songs and the brilliant parodies of them. I want to thank our engineer, Kyle Lynch, for throwing together all this rather complicated stuff in a way that I hope amuses you. Well, easy to say, in the 1970s, a film director who'd been around for a long time named Mel Brooks really changed our idea of parody with Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein and Silent Movie, and he had his chance to reconquer Broadway, where he started with The Producers in 2001. And his final big number, of course, is a big number in the second act, is Springtime for Hitler, which parodies everything from Irving Berlin to Judy Garland to Ethel Merman, you name it. So here is a little bit of A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody by Irving Berlin from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, and we'll segue into the biggest Third Reich showstopper of them all, Springtime for Hitler.
I have an ear for music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girlie with each pretty tune that's played. They go together like sunny weather, 'cause with a month of May I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say a pretty of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Germany was having trouble, what a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he? Where could that man be? We looked around and then we found the man for you.
Thank you. land is happy and decaying. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're going on tour. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Look, it's springtime.
Winter. Germans, go into your dance.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
To change our history, I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. I'll myself raise your beer. Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi stand and cheer.
Hooray! Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi.
I'll myself.
Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi.
I'll myself.
Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi.
Stand and cheer. Reichstag told me I was Führer. Germany was blue. Oh, what a what to do. Hitched up my pants and conquered France. Now Deutschland's smiling through. But it wasn't always so easy. It was 1932. Hindenburg was working the big room, and I was
play in the lounge. And then I got my big break. Somebody burned down the Reichstag. And would you believe it? They made me chancellor. Chancellor!
It ain't no mystery if it's politics or history. The thing you gotta know is everything is showbiz. Hire myself. What's my show? I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know? We are crossing borders. The New World Order is here. Make a great big smile. Everyone sing heil to me. Wonderful me.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.